This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
And that is us for a Tuesday evening. And we welcome you in. Larry Bluestein up until 10 o'clock this evening. What a show, as we have every week for you. Reach deep down for the best of the best and the story makers, everything. So we have an action-packed 2 hours. I don't have to tell you that. And we have a lot to get to. First hour, about 8:45 or so, we'll reach out to Coach Willie Taggart from FSU, first year. We've had him every single stop. He's been generous enough to come on the show and talk about the kids and, you know, just the culture of where he's at. And now it's a whole new ball game. We'll talk to him about 8:45. 8:30, you're a University of Miami fan. We already know that 2018 class was crazy and still is. But that 2019 class is going to include a wide receiver from Fletcher High School in Jacksonville area by the name of Jeremiah Payton. We'll check in with him at 8:30. At 8:20, what else can you say? We are loaded with defensive backs in South Florida, and one of the best, one of the upper tier from Coconut Creek, defensive back Tywan Mullen. He'll join us at 8:20. But we start things out this evening with one of our quarterbacks who is a fast riser, has had an awesome offseason during 7-on-7, headed towards spring. He's going to be a senior this coming year, Kurt Castile, and he joins us. Kurt, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is, you know, this is great. I mean, where you get to leave a season where last year with St. Thomas fell short of getting where they have been for quite a few years, and hitting the off season the way you have, you know, with just, you know, with that urgency to you know, get, you know, get those reps, play against some quality competition. Even if it's 7-on-7, it's all going through the assimilation of a game, and that's what you need. Talk about that, because it seemed like as soon as this offseason started and you were feeling 100% to go, you hit it, and you haven't stopped, and everybody's noticed. And talk about that and what that commitment, what fueled that commitment for you.
Yeah, it's been a great offseason so far. I wanted this offseason, was one of my goals, just to do as much as I possibly can, because it's my last one, so kind of had to make the most of it. I just actually came back from the NFA 7-on-7 tournament up in IMG, where I played with the Express, and we actually ended up winning the championship two nights ago.
Nice.
yeah, it's been good. I mean, went to the opening, went to the Rivals. I went to all the things, competed, and it's been fun.
You know, Kurt, what it does give you, and, you know, this can't be said for everybody around the country, but South Florida definitely can be said. Anybody you're playing with or against is going to be an elite player. I mean, especially in 7. Yeah, I mean, you look at it. I mean, so you're being thrown to the wolves on a daily basis, even in your practices, because you look at what the Express has in the secondary, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm watching the defensive secondary that the Express, that the Fire have, and you're thinking, how is anybody getting anything through there? I mean, these guys fly to the ball. I mean, they cover extremely well. They're big. They're strong. They're athletic. You as a quarterback, I mean, this has got to be just like on the job training 100%. I mean, talk about that.
Yeah, especially being in St. Thomas too. It's just like
anything else is
just easy, just because you're so used to those, that high speed and like high competitive nature. So it definitely helps.
I mean, you know, and the mentality that most quarterbacks have. I mean, I'm not, you know, present company excluded here, but I'm just saying that I could throw through anything. But when you see the speed, even though you have a great arm, when you see it, and I always look at this, and let's say you take a team that you play, you know, like last week, and certainly their closing speed wasn't as good, but then you're playing a big-time team the next week, you as a quarterback could see the speed of the game quicken. I mean, obviously, because last week when you were doing those slants and virtually your kids were uncovered, this time there's long arms around them. For a good quarterback, talk about that mentality, because you have to make adjustments just like anybody else, but you probably more so.
Yeah, it's mostly just the read and react, in my opinion. I haven't really – for it's just whether they're wide open or they're open. They're going to be open either way. It's not really – you know.
No, I understand. Kirk Castile joining us, St. Thomas Aquinas quarterback. And, you know, you take a look also at the environment of St. Thomas Aquinas. I know that every year the destination is Orlando. And last year, it fell short, but to a very good team. We had a chance to watch Venice in the state championship game. And you look at a quarterback like that kid, I mean, he's one of those guys that don't come along because he's the show between him and but now you come back and you see, you know, we could have done this. I mean, and as it was, you were right in the game. I mean, right down to the end. I mean, it just, it was amazing because of the fact that here's a St. Thomas on a quote-unquote down year, and you guys are still in it with a pretty decent team as well. Talk about the mentality of the entire team coming back. I know the coaching staff has told you, you know, let's not worry about anybody but ourselves, and that's obviously important. What have you guys been doing, and what have you been doing to get ready for this nice 2018 season?
Yeah, I mean, the past is the past, but we can't forget that. We're using last season as motivation just to make sure that something like that doesn't happen again. We can't fall short this year. So, as a team, we're working hard in the weight room, and we're making sure we have every little thing that we didn't have last year.
Good stuff. Kurt, I appreciate you stopping by. Pleasure watching you. We look forward to this year. I know it's going to be a big-time year for St. Thomas, and the fans can once again rejoice and meet everybody in Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right, anytime. Kirk Castile, he's got everything. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he throws the ball around, good kid, good teammate. And that's always important, too, especially during last year when he wasn't playing, always a great teammate. And that's something that I was telling a coach this evening about. That's extremely important. Huge first hour, huge show up until 10 o'clock this evening. Larry Bluestein with you on SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com radio. Also, if you haven't been to our website, it's a must. Every day, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. When we come back, we have Tywan Mullen, Jeremiah Payton from Fletcher. Also, Willie Taggart will join us at 8:45.
Let's go. Ho! Uh-huh. Ho! You are not ready. Unstoppable. Dynasty. Young Hova.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Tuesday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Matt Wilson up until 10 o'clock this evening. As we thank so much Kirk Castile from St. Thomas Aquinas for joining us in the first segment. I told you we have a huge show this evening up until 10 o'clock. 8:45 this evening, Coach Willie Taggart, Florida State, will join us. And 8:30, Jeremiah Payton, the newest commitment, or one of the new commitments to the University of Miami from Fletcher High School, Neptune Beach, which is in Jacksonville. And now one of the top defensive backs from our area and definitely throughout the state of Florida into the southeast, Tywan Mullen joins us from Coconut Creek. Tywan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for the time for picking me to be on your radio show.
Anytime. I mean, you're one of the guys. I mean, you're a guy that everybody watches every week. You know how to turn it on when the big games. Last week in Nashville, one of the top players in a pretty decent tournament. But you've been around this for a while. Your brother played at a very high level, continues to play at a high level. So you've been around this spotlight, and not everybody has taken the time to kind of seize it like you have. Talk about that and how blessed you've been to be around some pretty decent people.
Well, I just like to give thanks to God all the glory, and just he put me in a very great spot to be a positive young man and just keep pushing forward. being around positive people is great. It's being great because it just motivates you. Like my brother, Benjamin Victor, Malik Young. It just practiced with those guys in my ninth grade year. It just got me to the next level and just got me prepared to be a better, to sit on great receivers at this level.
And you get an opportunity, to, as you said, I mean, the names that you've talked about, Malik Young and all these guys, Benjamin Victor, and anybody that's played at Creek or Monarch and, you know, and then in the neighborhood, and talk about the Judies and all those. I mean, you've been able to mix it up, as you said, maybe before you were in the high school and you had a chance to watch these guys come to your block and go to the local school and throw the ball around. How much have you learned just from watching some of these guys? I mean, you know, I mean, you look at Judy is on his way to the NFL. I mean, all these guys, Calvin Ridley, and that's your neighborhood. That's your area. Those are the guys you grew up with. Talk about that and what an experience it has been to grow up around that type of talent.
Growing up around that type of talent, it just motivates you, just push you, because where we come from is just very hard, and like it's rare that you're going to make it out where we're from. So it's just great how they kept pushing, and they didn't let the bad thing distract them.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously, everybody's release is football. As we're speaking with Tywan Mullen, senior to be, he's a junior now, be a senior for Coconut Creek. And you talk about guys like Ronnie Hoggins and people who have made it to that next level, and shows, you know, how you guys have combined football with, you know, just getting out in the community and being the lead for the younger kids to follow. And so they could, you know, maybe take a better path than they would. Talk about that, because now you guys are role models for the younger kids, much like the guys were for you. Talk about that role.
Well, being a role model for other kids is great. Like Ashley, someone just hit me on my Instagram DM asking for tips. It just when people ask me for tips, it just make me look back and think, like, I was that kid, I was that child at one point in time asking other people for tips, like Malik Young, my brother, like Jerry Judy at the time here playing defensive back. So it's just great. It's a great feeling. And just whenever I can help anyone, I just like give out the time and just help them. So I would like somebody to do that for me.
Yeah, no doubt. Tywan Mullen joining us, Coconut Creek High School. Also, last weekend, and I know you guys have had a chance to go to Vegas, you go all over the place, but last weekend, going to Nashville and playing in Cam Newton's event there, and you know, with him in the tournament. What was that about? Because, I mean, you win it all, another title for the Fire. But talk about that experience, getting a chance to see his teams and some of the great teams out there, too.
With Fire, we travel for a culture, and it's an opportunity for us to see other countries. So we know that we might want to go to a college. But also, it's just we play against the best team all over the country. They make sure, like, we just love each other and just go around and create and compete in great competition, no matter if it's in Las Vegas, Tennessee. It's
anywhere.
Just, they want us to compete anywhere. And then, like, we South Florida, so we're the best.
Yep.
And they think they know we can compete in the best country, however. They feel like they're the best. California, they feel like they're best. They can get it. Georgia, they can get it. Fight can get it from Florida Fight.
Well, I will tell you this, though. I mean, you take a look at all the teams, and I see some of these teams from around the country, and they're what they do is they take from a lot of different, like the best of the best from all different areas. Now, imagine if South Florida did that and combined all the Fire, the Express, Strong Arm, all those teams to become one. Who would touch South Florida?
Nobody
touches them now. It's amazing. I mean, and when you play against teams like the Express and Strong Arm and some of the Hard Knocks and a lot of the teams that we have down here, I mean, there's impressive athletes. I mean, you know that. I mean, on any team. I mean, last year Strong Arm had the Thornton kid that went to Baylor, the big tall receiver from Booker T, and they had a bunch of other kids. So it's just probably where you live and who you know, and that's what it's come down to here. And any tournament is exciting. Talk about playing with Coach Dennis and all those guys, because they're in it for the real reasons. They're doing it for you guys and trying to give you guys the exposure. Talk about that coaching staff, because I think they deserve a lot of attention as well.
Coach Dennis, We have a lot of great coaches on coaching staff. They just don't. They it's more about they preach to us. We more than just athletes. We they teach us to be young men. They are mentors. Like we if our grades isn't right, they're not letting us play for the tournament.
Nice.
And they just care about Coach Dennis. They just great young. They just great adults. It's just words can't explain on how the great coach staff is. They put great people. They put great surroundings. We have Coach Jr. The other coach Dennis from Palm Beach, Coach John.
Got some good coaches.
Yes. River, yeah. He played for the Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
When he take the time out, he give us details. And in practice, they go through all the drills. They just on call play. They just go through all the drills. And
I
they,
like that.
They just talk to us. Sometimes we might don't practice. They just talk to us about our grades and things like that. And just being on track.
Important stuff. Taiwan Mullen joining us. Taiwan, talk about, you know, what you're looking for out of a college. You know, I mean, when you make your decision, just tell me what you're looking for, you know, what you're looking to, you know, to see and where you're going to go as far as any visits during the summer.
I'm looking for loyalty, my main one. Just if I can play right away, cause I feel like I'm that guy that could just come in and play right away. I have the mindset, I have the technique, the skills, I have everything a coach asked for. Great atmosphere, great program, great coaching staff, everybody on one accord.
Nice.
And I can see myself living there after college, things like that.
Nice. I mean, it's good to plan kind of ahead and to know what you're looking for, and talk about as far as you know what this last year is going to mean for you. I mean, as far as you know, working on a lot of things before you get to that next level. What does Taiwan Mullen have to work on?
Well, as me as a player, I feel like I have all the tools. It's just everybody needs to sharpen things up. I feel like I can sharpen coming out of my break. Just being a more student to football game.
Right. Spring, I mean, will spring start that when you get to hit a little bit? I mean, will that start that process and or will it start more in the summertime?
Well, I already start now. I work out with Goldfeet, Kevin Allen. I work out with
him. Yeah.
Well, he work on all that things with me, so I've been working on the things.
Awesome. Well, Taiwan, I appreciate you taking some time. Keep up what you're doing, man. You're doing it right. We've been watching you for a long time. I mean, almost four years. I remember that class that came in right after Marquise's class and those guys like that. It was you guys kept the tradition going, and you have a lot of guys in 2019 class that's been with you all the way. And keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Taiwan Mullen, awesome player. I mean, and you know, like I said, when you get a chance to grow up in an area that produces kids the way that Northwest area, the Creek area does, I mean, just outstanding athletes, and everybody knows him now in college. So he's somebody to watch again. A lot of colleges looking in his direction, rightfully so, Taiwan Mullen. So we thank Taiwan and Kirk Castile. And obviously the interest has peaked with the University of Miami over the last year, more than ever before. The class of 2018 in place. The guys that aren't here yet will be in right after school ends in May, early June. Now the 2019 class comes into focus. And this is a class that is sitting at number one with outstanding football talent. We had it, if you go to SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com, we had a story on the class of 2019, what the Hurricanes are doing to kind of put on top of one of the top 2018 classes around the country. And one of the players that's starting this thing off, and he's a receiver out of Jacksonville area, Neptune Beach. He's an early commitment, Jeremiah Payton. If you watched him, just a big-time receiver, makes those plays that you see and go, wow, hey, I'd like to have that guy on our team. Well, if you're a Hurricane fan, there's a lot to be happy with. He joins us this evening. Jeremiah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know it's thrilling. All the Hurricane fans are listening tonight. They have gotten such a fever over the last 2 years to know that the program's on the way back. And one of the areas that they've tapped into, more so than they've tapped into in the last 15, 20 years, is Duval County and in that area around there. Why is it that all of a sudden that Miami's coming back into Jacksonville?
I just feel like right at the time right now, Jacksonville's at having great athletes coming through, and basically just the time to sit back and see that Miami's the closest to, almost the closest to home. That's a team that's like really about to make a big change, basically. I mean, and everybody want to see young guys play. They're playing a lot of young guys, like I say all the time. And I mean, just the attitude is Miami.
And you had two guys front and center 2 years ago that probably backed up 100% what you said. Pinckney and Quarterman, both in your area, both came down to Miami, and from day one they were starters. So obviously that's pretty good salesmanship that you see guys that you know in your own backyard that are getting, you know. How much did you watch them, and how have you watched them? Because most likely they may not be there when you get there. They're that good. But talk about that, and because you know their ability. Talk about as far as knowing their ability and that they picked Miami. It must be a school definitely on the rise. Talk about that. I think people like to hear that.
I mean, the only thing is just basically, I know since high school, I mean, coming out of Jacksonville, you're always going to be a dude. I mean, come out anywhere, but definitely Jacksonville has been noticed for guys that's going to come out and come out and work hard. Right. I mean, I know probably their position wasn't guaranteed the day that they got there, but I mean, just – knowing that you're going to be able to work up to a position and work up to being able to play on the field and make a big impact.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at the Jacksonville teams, and they've gotten everybody's attention over the last few years. I mean, Bowles forever, Reigns recently, Trinity Christian, those programs, University Christian, they've kept Jacksonville and Duval County in the spotlight to open things up. I remember First Coast had a pretty nice team not too long ago.
But
Fletcher's right in the mix. You guys always have, I mean, you have one of the nicest campuses like blocks away from the beach. Yeah. And, it's a really nice environment. Talk about that, because a lot of people in South Florida don't hear much about Jacksonville football. You could sell it. Talk about how productive they are.
I mean, this Jacksonville football, like I said, you always going to have dudes that's going to come out here that's going to want to grind. I mean, they're going to want to work, play. I mean, it's dudes that they just physical speed, everything you're looking for. And then, like you said, back to you said, the scenery around it. I mean, basically, from the beach wise, you just embrace it. I mean, it's the community. You got everybody in the community. The community know you. I mean, it's just something you can't get.
Sure. I mean, and I know they have it with Sandalwood, and they have it with Englewood, and all these these teams up there, and in the programs like Ed White. I remember Ed White was one of those areas that used to get a lot, like Andrew Jackson used to get a lot of really good football players, and now it seems like Reigns is kind of filtering back in. I mean, they're a smaller school now, but now you guys are 8A?
7A.
Oh, 7A. So obviously it's really competitive as well. As we're speaking with Jeremiah Payton, Jacksonville Fletcher, University of Miami commitment, obviously you've watched what's happening at Miami over the last couple of years. What intrigued you the most? I mean, they have a great coaching staff, obviously, but talk about what brought you into it the most and said, wow, I want to be there.
I mean, just what brought me into it most, you already said, the coaching staff. Just being able to build a rapport. I mean, I knew I was going to have to make my decision sometime, but I know just being able to build a rapport with coaches is the main thing for me. It's like being able to be comfortable, being able to be able to talk to these coaches on a daily, being able to just know what the coaches and know how they want to use you, know where they're coming from. I mean, basically, it's just everything fell in place. And I went in on visit, and I remember I was talking to Coach Rick, and he was telling me, he was like, I'm not going to press you to make a decision. Basically, just he wants me to make my decision. If it's really meant for me, he was like, you can walk out this building and you're going to feel it. Like, this is what you want. Not 3 days later, I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. I mean, it's just something that Coach Rick does. I mean, he's a great coach, great person, great personality, coach you want to play for.
just everything.
And look at his track record with receivers. Not too shabby. Yeah. I mean, you know, he has one playing right down the road in Georgia there. Talk about that, too, because a lot of people look, and that's the one thing people look at when they're looking at a coach. And you look at Coach Rick, and he's always been able to get quarterbacks and manage them. He's always – look at his running backs. Now, you can't deny that. I mean, you had Gurley, and you had all these guys, Sony Michels and everybody that was recruited by him. And then you look at the wide receivers. You have two or three, maybe four now in the league from Georgia. So obviously this is something that you picked up on and said, hey, you know what? I mean, I love the coaches. South Florida, how bad can it be on a year-round basis? I mean, you know, I think we got cooled today at 60 degrees. And this is where families, it's a small, and this is another thing. I don't know if you kind of figured this out, but everybody before they come to Miami and go to the University of Miami campus thinks it's some big campus that's going on for miles and miles when it's just a small school, you know, basically. Talk about that appeal, because I think people like to hear that as well.
I mean, definitely when I was able to tour the campus, definitely a lot of promising things, a lot of things that people usually knock on Miami for, like, you know, when it goes to dorms, but they got new dorms coming. I mean, and this is, it's a small school. I mean, it's around houses, like, apartments, just a nice place to be, definitely.
Yeah, no, and so, now, did you make it to any games last year?
Yes, sir. I made it to the Notre Dame game.
That's all you have to say. You didn't have to say more. I mean, that had been. I mean, let's hear it. Let's hear it firsthand, because everybody we've talked to said that was a defining moment. Talk about that.
Yeah, sir. I mean, it was crazy experience. I've never been to a game that hype, that loud. It was definitely major.
Good stuff. Well, Jeremiah, I appreciate you taking the time. I know the University of Miami fans can't wait for you to get in that uniform. Now, would you come in early next year, or you haven't decided that?
Yes, sir. I'm coming in early. I'll most likely be there late December, early January.
Okay, well, again, we're going to be watching you all year long, the rest of the summer as well, and through the spring. Jeremiah Payton from Neptune Beach, Fletcher. Have a good one, and I know you'll enjoy the beach tomorrow, and it's supposed to be a lot cooler tomorrow.
Yes, sir, definitely.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Great guy, Jeremiah Payton. University of Miami is getting a good one. I'll tell you, if you watched him play, he's the deal. I mean, he's the guy, like I said before he came on, he's the guy. So, wow, Miami needs a guy like that. Well, they've got him. When we come back, we will talk Florida State University football. Coach Willie Taggart will join us next.
Play Studios. Morse has more. Visit EdMorseSawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on South Florida's sports leader. 25 years and counting.
Miami Sports Radio.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Tuesday evening. Larry Bluestein with you. Thanks so much in our last segment to Taiwan Mullen from Coconut Creek and Jeremiah Payton from Neptune Beach, Fletcher, who is a commitment to the University of Miami. Both of them are very talented kids, alongside of Kirk Castile of St. Thomas Aquinas. So thank them for joining us in the first segment. And as we told you that here's somebody coming up that we have admired since his playing days in high school, college, and as a college coach, we have followed him around, had him on Western Kentucky, USF, Oregon, and now he's the head coach at Florida State University. We welcome Coach Willie Taggart. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Anytime. Well, welcome back. This is what a nice job, an opportunity to go out west, show everybody that you guys can indeed get the job done, and now get a chance to return to the home state around a lot of people that you know, recruiting areas that you're ultra familiar with. Talk about what it feels like to be back.
Well, it's great to be back in the state of Florida and at the great university we have here at Florida State, and you know, being back in a place you're familiar with here in the state of Florida is always, always great, you know. And for me, just getting around our new players and getting to know them better, it's been awesome. And, I mean, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been fun just just working and try to put everything back together.
You know, Coach, the one thing is the one year that they had this early signing day, and you really didn't get a chance to take advantage of it. But right. this worked out perfectly for you guys because you got to kind of, you know, pave some new trails, find out a lot of stuff in the late December, early January that maybe you wouldn't have found out if you didn't have to do this before. And an opportunity for you guys to get in there and actually meet the people, shake some hands. And, you know, before you got the business, you had to kind of lay a lot of groundwork. Talk about that, because I think that people don't understand how tough it is, because some of these relationships, as you know, are 2-3 years in the making, and everybody knows parents and coaches. So it takes a little while to get that flame going.
It do. And I tell you, it was tough coming in because of, we had some guys committed. We had some guys who had decommitted. And you come in and you try to get – and for us, we were still in the bowl game, so we still had assistant coaches coaching. And then for me, I had to rely on those guys on who was recruiting and who decommitted and try to learn as much as you can about them. But at the same breath, those kids want to know about you.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
And such a short amount of time, it's hard for them to get to know you. So it was tough coming in and trying to get some guys signed there in the early period. And,
yeah.
and for us, we wanted to get to know those kids that was committed and that was still committed. And to me, it said Florida State was the school they wanted to go to, their dream school, where they were going to be, regardless who the coach was. And,
yeah,
got to know them and kept some of those guys on board. And then the one thing we wanted to do was to see if some kids would hold off until February and allow some opportunity to get a staff in here and build those relationships. And then one thing we try to rely on was those relationships that we've had in the past with coaches and then those relationships that we built with players over the years that really helped us. And then once we got the coaches in here, and they did a great job of recruiting and selling it, it helped things out and allowed us to finish strong in recruiting.
Yeah, Willie Taggart joining us, new head coach at Florida State University. The big thing, too, is, you know, you get the job and you're excited, but then you start – having to come up with the answers when kids are going, well, what kind of offense are you going to run, Coach? Who's going to be, you know, so those are questions, as you said, as you assemble a staff and as you get your coordinators in place and then they feel comfortable with their position coaches, then you start going out and doing the deal, and that's where you guys are at now. You've filled out that staff. You have everybody working. It's going to be a special spring. It's going to be a special summer like none before. You know, I mean, the fans look at it and go, well, geez, we're just in the national hunt 2 days, you know, 2 years ago, but things change, and obviously you know as well as anybody, you have to keep grinding, because if you don't keep grinding, somebody next door is, and that's where you guys are at. What is it? And here's a good thing too, and a lot of people have probably asked you this, but I mean, as soon as you put that Garnett and Gold shirt, no matter what, I mean, there's a lot of tradition behind it. There's 40 plus years of packed Doak Campbell stadiums, bowl games, national titles. What does that mean to you?
It's huge, and Florida State's a national brand. I mean, this brand is known over the entire country, and so. When you go into a school and you have FSU on your shirt, everyone knows who you are, know where you're at, and know what your school is all about. So that's just part of the battle, and it helps. You know, I think being at a place like Florida State compared to places in the past where you go and you don't get to the front of the line. It's kind of like you come by and do a little parade waving and, I see you later, Coach, because you can't get in on some of the big-time players. But when you're at a place like Florida State, that those things don't happen. You get to compete for the best players that's out there, and a lot of the best players out there are very intrigued, and some of them want to be at Florida State, understanding the tradition and what they can get accomplished there.
You made a great point, because I guess maybe the average fan doesn't understand that, but, I mean, you could be at a smaller school and be in on some of these guys, but in the reality, you're really not. I mean, you could be there, but like you said, when you show up with an FSU shirt on, I mean, you're at the head of the line. I mean, everybody's going to gather around you because they've seen. Look on the NFL every Sunday. I mean, you're going to see. I mean, obviously, you can see a lot of schools, but Florida State probably as much as anybody. And then you look at some of the graduates, and I see where Charlie Ward is on his way back, which is exceptional. I mean, there's a guy I've followed not only as a player in the NBA and the NFL, but somebody as a coach. And I've had a chance to watch him at Booker T. Washington, Pensacola, and I thought he's done an outstanding job. I mean, it's not easy sometimes to do that. And I think people have to understand that being a head coach of anything, being the captain of any ship, is going to come with a lot of details that you're going to have to, you know, dole out. And a lot of people are not going to like it, but that's how things are going. As we're talking to, I'm sorry, Willie Taggart of Florida State, you getting ready. I mean, obviously spring, this is where you get a chance at least to know a little bit more about the players that you have. I mean, this is where you strap it on a little bit and get it going. Talk about that and what you're looking for.
Well, really excited. You know, we start up a week from tomorrow.
Right.
You know, we've had an opportunity to go out and do our morning workouts with our players, and that was awesome to get around the guys and get a chance to see them move around and take coaching. You know, that was really big. And for me, I had the luxury once I got here to see these guys practice and see what they're all about then. But really excited to see these guys learn our offense and defense and special team and learn the way that we practice, how we practice, and how we go about doing things. I'm so excited to see these guys come out next week and put it all together. It's all new, but it's going to be fun watching the guys learning and go through the process.
And I know you're big on the Miami guys. You like that toughness that the Quentin Flowers and people bring to the table. And you certainly have quite a few of them on your defense. Obviously, you're going to get a chance to see Samuels and kids like McFadden and Burns and people like that. Talk about just what you've seen, you know, maybe film wise that you like about these guys.
Well, they big time football players, and I think when you've been around, you've been in the state, and been a coach here, you understand what you're getting when you get a kid from Miami. It's a kid that's going to be highly competitive, a kid that loves football and want to win. So, those are things that you want as a football coach, and you know you're going to get everything they got, especially when it's time to compete with those young men. So, we have some of those guys on our team, and I see them through our morning workouts, just how competitive they are now, and guys that love to compete. And we try our best to put them in tough situations. It's amazing how you can run them, and they're tired and they hate it. But as soon as you put them in a competition, they forget about all that tiredness and running and things that we had them to do. And they get excited about competing, and you love that as a coach.
No doubt. And certainly it's a culture. I mean, this is I remember, you know, back in the day where it wasn't. And, I mean, Florida State is one of the places. I mean, people don't understand on a Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, it's the epicenter of college football. And as you said, it's a brand. And certainly throughout the years and this year, even on a quote-unquote off year to end it up with a bowl win and, a convincing win to set the tempo. When you see that, and obviously that was just transitioning to be your team, you know, for the future, it's got to give you a lot to be happy about where work ethic takes over and character and pride come to the front. And that's something that you try to preach forever.
No doubt, you know, and whether guys play for one another, you know, you look at our football team and we have a lot of talent on this football team. I mean, you just look at the combine. We had 9 guys at the combine, you know. So, but it was great to see how our guys finished the season. It said a lot about our football team and what they all about. They could have easily just chalked it up and let the season go by, but they decided not to do that. And I thought Coach Odell did a great job of bringing the guys together and have fun. And they showed what they were capable of doing. Are capable of doing once they play for one another, you know. So, and like you said a minute ago, it's all part of a culture, and we got to have a culture to where those guys play for one another. And once you get it like that, you have something special.
Yeah, you do. Coach, again, congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be rooting for you every step of the way. You're one of the good guys.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy, and go Noles, and yep. Have a great rest of the day if you want to.
Good stuff. Willie Taggart, head coach at Florida State University, and unfortunately, I've watched him since he was in high school, unfortunately, because that makes me a lot older. So, good guy. Just you could always tell about people when you meet them early on that they've got that something special, you know. Just he has that mind for the game. I think that the Seminole fans will embrace it over the year, and you'll see. I mean, winning cures all. Just as he said, there's a lot of talent aboard. What they did to get the 18 class kind of together was impressive in itself, and then working on a 2019 class that's from all accounts is right there. Not Miami now, as we talked earlier, and with Jeremiah Payton from Fletcher High School. We talked to him about Miami, what they're doing. Also, we talked to Taiwan Mullen in this hour, Coconut Creek, and Kirk Castile started us off. Don't go away, because we have an entire 1 hour to go. Randy Shannon from UCF, the defensive coordinator, will join us at 9:45. Jerry Hamilton from ESPN, he's an analyst. He promotes, he ranks, he evaluates. He'll be active in the under. He always is active in the Under Armour events. He'll talk to us about some of the kids he's seen. Plus, this Sunday, I believe. Yep, Sunday they have an event up at North Broward Prep. Coach Willis May from Douglas High School. Obviously, I don't have to tell you. I mean, it's been a tough month for everybody associated with that community, that school. But he's got some really good news for the September, where he'll be playing in an all-star game. They got invited, Douglas, up to Atlanta. He'll fill us in that. And when we come back, we'll talk to Nick Scalzo. He's going to be a senior next year, top-rated quarterback in South Florida. Cardinal Gibbons getting a lot of offers, and certainly playing just like Kirk Castile, a lot of off-season stuff. So that's going to wrap up hour number one. We're back here in just a few minutes to start our final hour on a Tuesday night.
Sawgrass.com. This is the South Florida High School Sports Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
And that is us for our second hour on a beautiful Tuesday evening. Larry Bluestein with you up until 10 o'clock this evening. What a great first hour if you missed it. Ended up by having Willie Taggart was on with us right at the end of things. But this hour will just be kind of a mixed deal. We started off in just a few minutes with Nick Scalzo from Cardinal Gibbons. About 9:45 or so, we'll hook in with Coach Randy Shannon, UCF defensive coordinator, UM guy, Miami Norland. Jerry Hamilton from ESPN, analyst, and also he just does a lot of promoting and gets a lot of events together. He's seen a lot of kids already. We're just into the third month of the year. And he also had an opportunity to we'll have this Sunday. They have an event up at North Broward Prep. He'll join us at 9:30. Coach Willis May from Douglas High School, head football coach. We'll talk a little bit about the event that he'll be playing in Georgia. They'll to start the season. I believe it's during the September 1st weekend. And we start things off, as we said, one of the top quarterbacks in the state of Florida, obviously in South Florida, has led Cardinal Gibbons back into the picture for the playoffs, especially the last 2 years. And he joins us this evening, Nick Scalzo. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for letting me be on tonight.
Anytime. Big weekend, big off season, big couple of last 2 years for you, and now you're going to become a senior already. Wow, it just seems like you got here.
time flew by so fast.
Yeah, it did. And now this is the year that probably if anybody had a timetable when you were a senior and you had a lot of these kids who are matured to the point where they've been through everything, this is the year that Cardinal Gibbons kind of puts it all together. The last 2 years have been phenomenal, a lot of good football. What do you look at when you look back at the 2017 season? Obviously, the two losses, American Heritage, losing to Heritage at any time is tough, but talk about that season, how much you as a person grew up and how much a team came together.
Yeah, no, last year we fell short by one play. So, I mean, just it motivated us a lot for this year coming up. We've been every day in the weight room on the field just getting better at our craft. And just that one loss, like, it really, really motivated our team. We had a lot of seniors graduate, but we saw, like, the younger kids who's going to be juniors and sophomores this year saw, like, the pain that the kids had when we lost. And they don't want that. So they just realize that they need to work harder so that when we do play them again, we're going to come out with a victory.
Strange way to end the season, obviously.
Yes,
I always say this. Carlos Sandy gets the touchdown, the game is over. I mean, it just it would be 28 points down is kind of like a little different. But you look back at that learning experience, and what did you learn from that game? I mean, you played as hard as you guys could play. You moved the ball up and down. You did great on special teams. What do you think, just as being an observer, what do you think went wrong?
That game is up to the football gods, in my opinion, honestly. I mean, we're up by 3 touchdowns at one point, and then at a turn of a game, half.
I've never seen anything just turn around so quickly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
we started off really hot, and then we had a couple questionable calls, a couple plays that didn't go our way, and then before we knew it, they were back in the game. But then we could have, like, let ourselves down and say, oh, they came back.
But you kept coming back. You kept coming back.
Yeah, but we kept fighting because we knew that we honestly thought we were going to win that game. Just sometimes it doesn't work out. And like they say, like, the game's not over till it's over.
Yeah. And you look at that game, and obviously it put Cardinal Gibbons in a statewide mind now. Everybody, you come back this year, and nobody's overlooking anybody. I mean, the win when you had to go on the road and played a really good Rockledge team and beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys continually went on the road and won games, showed what you could do. Now you got this team that's a seasoned bunch of guys coming back this year. What's the objective in the spring? I know the spring is a short term. I know there's jobs still open on this team to win. What are you looking to get out of the spring coming up, Nick?
So, like, this past fall, we had our starting 4 receivers, Carlos, Levante, Tavante, and Brandon Lee, they all graduated.
Right.
So this spring is when we're going to see who the next 4 receivers who are going to step up and see who's going to become, like, the big game players, I guess, for this year coming up. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing I think I'm looking at into the season, like the spring, just trying to get the timing down with the new guys. I mean, I played with them before, like, Little League. I played with a lot of the kids. I played with them in 7-on-7.
Sure.
In pads, getting the timing down, helping them understand the plays, and just fully, like, realizing what the concepts to the plays are.
Yeah, no doubt. Nick Scalzo joining us, quarterback, Cardinal Gibbons, one of the best that you're going to find. This is a pretty decent offseason in the fact, and we had earlier on to start the program, Kirk Castile, we were talking to Kurt about the same thing. The level of competition that you guys get to play in the offseason is just mind-boggling, because you look at the guys from Dayton-Broward alone, and then Palm Beach, you sprinkle some of those guys, the Akeem Dents of the world and players like that. This is amazing. I mean, you pretty much get an opportunity to know where you stand by the time 7-on-7 season's over. I know people want to criticize it, but from a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive back, there's nothing that's going to be more of an indicator than that from an athletic standpoint. Mm-hmm. Talk about that, how it's helped you and how it's helped you progress.
Oh, yeah, for sure. With 7-on-7, helps me just realize, like, pre-snap reads. And then once I say hike, understanding how the defense is going to move and trying to find the open zones in the defense, you know, it helps a lot, and it helps building relationships with players, even though they're not on our team. It's like, I feel like Brown is all one as a community, and, like, we all play, I guess, together, you can say. Like, we have our rivals and stuff, but at the end of the day, bunch of us are all dogs and stuff. So, I mean, just getting together and playing together on one team when there's 16 different high schools on the 7-on-7 team, I think it just helps, like, a lot, just, like, finding new people, like, as friends, and also playing with them as competition.
Yeah,
and that's good stuff. And then you get back to work, and then your college choices. I know you got a lot of that, and you got a long time to go before you make a solid decision. But the summer will be a good time for you to get out there and check a lot of these programs out, and I know you'll do that. And we're looking forward to seeing the season, Nick. I know that a lot of people didn't like the way it ended and wanted 2018 to come quick, and it will come quick enough. And again, thanks for taking the time to join us this evening, and we'll be keep watching and rooting for you.
Thank you for having me on tonight.
Anytime. Nick Scalzo, Cardinal Gibbons, 2019 quarterback, one of the best around, great kid, and tremendous support system in his family. When we come back, we have Coach Willis May of Douglas, also Jerry Hamilton from ESPN will join us. Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Tuesday evening. Larry Bluestein with you, along with Matt Wilson, up until 10 o'clock. Thanks to Nick Scalzo of Cardinal Gibbons for joining us in that first segment. Also, if you missed any of our anything that we have done tonight or anything that we do any week, as far as our guests, we have them on our, it's called Rewind, on our website, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com or WQAM.com, whatever you prefer, to go to it. And you'll see all of our stuff there, all of our daily features, whether it be in the huddles or blogs, which we had one yesterday of the top quarterbacks, and both of the quarterbacks that we had on this evening, Kurt Castile and also Nick Scalzo, were both on there as well. As we turn our attention, everybody by now knows what's happened up at Parkland and Douglas High School, and it's been a month, and certainly things, trying to get back to some normalcy. A lot of the kids, especially the football team, getting involved in a lot of things. And last week, I had the pleasure of being up there for that Dolphins event that kind of showcased a lot of the kids in the community, and it was a lot of great things. But of all the negatives that have been surrounding things, Coach Willis May from Parkland's Douglas High School is the head football coach and an extremely good one. Got some good news as well, as his team will be headed to Georgia, I believe, over Labor Day weekend to play in a tournament. But certainly this is a guy that I admire so much. He's done a lot for the kids. He continues to do it, and he joins us this evening. Coach May, how you doing this evening?
How's it going? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I really enjoyed the event on Sunday. Got a chance to see some of the people, some of the great residents of Parkland. Not only that, had a chance to see my favorite University of Miami offensive lineman, Mr. Corey Gaynor, and P.J. Fitzgerald, and a good close community. The Dolphins always do a great job. Also, the youth football programs out there benefit in a way, and that's your lifeline. That little park right there, along with a couple of other places, is what Douglas feeds off of. Talk about that event for you, and to see your kids, your young kids, get out there and kind of be leaders themselves. It must have been nice for you to watch.
It was absolutely wonderful. I tell you, I can't thank the Miami Dolphins enough for everything they've done. I mean, from the Orange Bowl showcase on to Troy and the Dolphins coming up and putting on the camp for the kids. I tell you, sometimes, Larry, we forget about the little ones. We're all bringing all this stuff home all the time. For the last 3 weeks, we've been bringing nothing but sorrow and pain home, and these little kids are seeing that and picking up on that. I got a fifth grader myself, and Jared's just being, all distraught over how sad we've all been coming home for the last 3 weeks, just for crying and in pain, and he's
sure
been affected by it. So it was great time for them guys to go out and just he was a part of it, and they got to go out and have fun and play. And my football players were able to go out there and help lead the drills, and
sure,
it was just a good day by everybody. It was just awesome, and I just can't.
And also, Coach, like Troy Drayton was saying, it's a feel good day. Nobody has to tell you. And I even remarked to you. I said I stopped at the local market on the way in, and I'm thinking all the signs that are in all the stores in support of a community, and it's just that's when it kind of like gets you that you're not in this alone. I mean, that's the fact that everybody is feeling this equally, and so you get some good news of sorts for your football team. You and I were talking. You get a nice invite up to Georgia to start the season. I mean, that's gotta make these kids happy. You got a lot of a couple of returning kids who are through this year. Talk about that as well.
They're just thrilled to death. I mean, just to be able to have the invite to go play in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, September 1st, we're playing St. Matthew's Academy out of Ottawa, Canada.
Nice.
You know, there's some other South Florida teams going to be there. I know Gibbons is going to be there, and Chaminade, and American Heritage, and some teams in Georgia, and just some excellent football teams. And just to have the opportunity to go and be a part of that, you know, is a blessing. We really appreciate them doing that for us, and our kids are so excited. I even got a
cut out.
And that there was awesome to get them guys to come out, you know, and they've been in the weight room working, and it's just awesome. I tell you, the support we've got from everybody has just been overwhelming. The community's come together and bonded together like I've never seen since I've been here. It's just amazing. I see kids out in the stores, and everybody's giving hugs, and, you know, we just got each other's back. And, you know, I got to thank, like, all the coaches in South Florida. I can't even name, you know, Monty and Charles and Rack and Matt Garris and Vinny, and all of them guys have just called and you know, gave their condolences and anything they can do. It's been overwhelming, the support that we've got from just and everybody just showing how much they care for our school and our community. It's just been overwhelming.
And even your new buddy Luther Campbell. You see, you can't forget that now. Luther stepped up.
I cannot forget that. After Coach's funeral, we took a little break, me and the coaches, and got away for a day or two. Went.
Oh, nice.
Because I want to and talk to him, and he was really great and real, you know, he gave us his condolences and anything he did. It was awesome. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Willis May joining us, head coach at Douglas High School. Also, the thing that we talked about last time, but I kind of want people to understand that, I mean, here it was just 3 days after the tragedy, and you had seven senior football players at the Orange Bowl showcase busting their tails, and we had talked about how they did. I mean, that was another thing that kind of people didn't understand. I mean, you just mentioned how here it's been a month, and your youngest son is still feeling that. Imagine how that is, you know, up close and personal 3 days after kids, like you said, or family members, friends, but you told me this is something they've worked hard, so hard for, and they just couldn't let this opportunity go. And those kids came and played.
I tell you, it was tough. It was really tough on all of us. You know, it was, like you said, it happened on Wednesday, and here we are, you know, Friday night.
Yeah.
At the vigil going, you know, do we, you know, the kids were like, do we go? Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, they were just sad. And
sure.
Really wasn't ready to play football. And me and Coach Short talked about it, and we both agreed. And we said, you know, guys, you need to just put your Douglas stuff on, and you need to go and just, you know, ball out and make Coach Feist and Coach Hickson and all them, all the other 15 people, make them all just proud of you with your effort and your strength. Steve Strong's all about, and man, an outstanding day. I mean, there's two or three of them that's got scholarships from being at that Orange Bowl showcase that day, and they all did something exceptional that day.
Yeah,
and it was just great to see. It was just great to see them smile and have some fun. I mean, Nick DeFrosier got an interception, went down the sideline. That's the biggest smile I've seen on him all year.
Yeah,
and you know, not a day later, I seen him in tears from. You know, losing friends and Coach Price and Coach Hicks. And it was just, it was a great day for us.
Yeah.
You know, days like that are just awesome. It heals our heart a little bit, but, you know, it's a day to day process. And man, our school is just, our kids are so strong. Our kids are overwhelmed. They just overwhelm me with their strength and you know, it's a tragedy for sure, but man, I've seen some good, you know, some good come from it, and hopefully we can keep healing and get some change in this world.
Yep.
You know, they're really going after some serious changes to not just help, you know, this area, but also the whole world. And it's just, they're so strong. Our kids are just amazing. They're so strong.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again, obviously, during the spring and then the off season. We'll be ready to board that bus with you to Georgia.
Hey, I'm looking forward.
All right, Coach.
I'm sure you'll be right there.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're all thinking about you every day. You know that.
Thank you. I do know that, and we so appreciate it. And just please continue the prayers and the thoughts for our whole community and our kids. And we just, you know, hopefully we can make everybody proud and just show that MSD strong.
Good stuff. Coach Willis May from Douglas joins us. And tough thing to overcome, but they're doing a tremendous job. As we switch gears quickly, obviously tonight has been just an amazing show. 2 hours. We're getting the best of the best and one of the best. PN, he does stuff with Under Armour. He's everywhere. He evaluates. He ranks. He just promotes a lot of the kids. We're happy to have him on this evening. Coach Jerry Hamilton, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you come from one of those football families, Jerry, and you've been around this for a long time. And I know you make your home in Florida now. Talk about just being down here year-round and this, not only the weather but the great athletes.
The best athletes, you know, it's not popular when I say this when I'm back in Texas. Obviously, my dad coached there 36 years. I have a lot of lifelong friends that are coaches there. But, you know, the state of Florida is the most talented state in the country. And I've been saying that since I started traveling the country looking at top prospects. You know, the Tri-County area down here, obviously, Orlando area, Jacksonville, Tampa. I mean, up into the panhandle. It seems like every school I go into in Florida, somebody runs a 4.5, and that doesn't happen everywhere.
No, I mean, and you go to a lot of places, and you get an opportunity, and and everybody recognizes you for being at the Under Armour events and keeping everybody in order there. You get a chance to see so many marquee kids, not just from Florida, but everywhere. This is a talented country, and people don't realize, and I guess they do when they see college football. But talk about that. I mean, your opportunity to see kids, as you mentioned, in Texas, in California, in the state of Florida, and guys you're playing in the NFL now, and guys that you've watched when they were younger and now making an impact every Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's I've been blessed doing this 19 years. You know, when I was living in Texas, I mean, I watched Vince Young go from a sophomore in high school to the number one player in the country. I watched Adrian Peterson become the number one prospect in the country. You know, Jadeveon Clowney, saw him play in high school in the Under Armour game. So I've really been lucky. I've seen so many of the top prospects, college players, and guys that have gone on to be tremendous NFL players. And I'll say this for all the kids listening tonight and the coaches that will talk to their kids is, the one thing that stayed the same, Larry, is the kids that don't carry entitlement with them and understand that you have to maximize your talent and what that means and what goes into it, by and large, are the ones that make it. There's the special guys, Adrian Peterson, that can overcome injuries and off the field and still make it. But after you get past those special players, I don't care if they're ranked 25 in the country or 470. If you maximize your talent, you tend to pass guys at the next level when those depth charts come into play. And those guys tend to make it when they understand what they have to do to maximize their talent.
Yeah, and we, you know what, and that's a good point because, you know, earlier we talked to Jeremiah Payton, the kid is going to Miami from Fletcher High School, and he had talked about that, watching growing up where he was and seeing all that talent and how people kind of would waste their talent sometimes, you know, and not maximize and not work as hard. But you see that. I mean, you see that firsthand, and you see kids that probably have elevated themselves because of their work ethic.
There's no question, you know, and it's Bill Belichick said it in a book, I believe, and this is, I think, is what's interesting about the recruiting process from a college coach standpoint. It's not about collecting talent. It's about building a team. And I think whether you're at Miami, Florida, Florida State, Nick Saban at Alabama, I don't care where you're coaching at one of those high-level programs where you can amass a lot of talent.
Right.
You have to build a team first. You have to have a good locker room. So when you're out evaluating those kids, all those pieces have to fit. And I think that's something that kids, you know, it's harder nowadays in the social media world. Everybody tells you how great you are. Start at a young age.
Sure.
You know, so from an evaluation standpoint, you really have to get to know these kids, and you really have to make those pieces fit. And if you're a kid going through that recruiting process, you also need to get around guys that understand how to work, guys that you feel comfortable with, other prospects, and really get in a place where you feel like you're on a team, maybe not just a place that has the most talent, but where you're on a team and where you can really work to achieve your goals and maximize talent.
Yeah, no doubt. Jerry Hamilton, ESPN, joining us. Big event coming up this weekend. I know that you, I think it was last year, you had just an amazing amount of athletes down here. Talk about that and then some of the kids that we could expect to see, because I know that it's sort of like a circuit, you know, that Rivals has theirs, and you know, and it's everybody comes and people sell it. They have just unreal performances every week, and it's neat, but talk about this week.
Yeah, this week we're at the Under Armour Camp Series is at North Broward Prep Sunday morning. It kicks off about 9 a.m. We're going to have 160 to 170 of the top prospects in South Florida. And for those people saying, wow, that's a large amount of kids, well, if you say class of 19, class of 20, sprinkled in with some 2021 kids, mm-hmm. Like a James Williams, you get 160 future Division One football players on the same field for 3 hours.
Tell them, Jerry. Tell them. People don't realize how much darn talent they have. It's amazing.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, the 2020 kids that are going to be here with us Sunday at North Broward Prep are off the charts. I think the 2020 class in South Florida looks really strong.
I agree.
Evaluation.
I agree.
And, I mean, look, I say this. Last year, Javon Glenn brought about 15 kids to the camp. And sometimes people think, wow, that's a lot of kids, man. That's too many kids. One school doesn't have that many kids. Six of those kids ran 4.65 or less.
Crazy.
And at our camp last year, those kids could fly. And, you know, the talent just in this 2020 class is remarkable. And a lot of kids from Fort Myers are going to come over Sunday. And that 2020 class in Fort Myers is pretty strong as well.
Yeah, we're excited about that as well. You talked about the 2020 class. Obviously, every year is talent, probably talent heavy. Last year, look at the defensive backs. This in the 2018 class. This year, it's the receivers. Same thing in 2020. You had mentioned Deerfield. They have four 2020 kids that all could be ranked in the top 50. I mean, it's amazing. And then you look at the kid Rosemay, who's from St. Thomas, who's coming into his own. And then the kids that St. Thomas has that just got, like Xavier Restrepo, and they're all 2020 kids. So your point is well taken. Amazing amount of talent every year, but I think 2020 is that next class that's going to have it all. Every year you have wide receivers and DBs, but I think that now we get introduced to a couple linebackers, some linemen, and there's a few quarterbacks maybe emerging as well.
Yeah, there really are. I mean, I like the 2020 class of defensive linemen, you know.
Yes.
Whether it's Samuel Anale, I'm not going to say his last name right, at Doral Academy, you know, Willie Moise, who just committed to Miami.
Yes.
You know, at St. Thomas has guys, obviously, Wesley Neal at Gulliver, Elijah Roberts, who's now at Columbus.
Right.
Yeah, Henry Bryan at Atlantic. They're all going to be there. And the great thing about the camp setting, while they don't have helmets and pads on, is, you know, when those one-on-ones start, you get to see who's really competitive.
Yeah.
And what I like about our camps is, you know, and I'm not disparaging other camps, but we keep the number at 160, 170 kids because we want kids to get a lot of reps.
Yes, yes.
And the thing about the camps, our camp series is you can't hide from reps.
No.
You know, if there's 50 defensive linemen there, you can kind of hide in the back and nobody notices that you're not going.
Yeah.
When there's 20 defensive linemen and 20 offensive linemen, you can't hide. You got to get up there and take your reps.
I love it.
It really shows who's competitive, and it forces your competitiveness to come out.
Good stuff. I'm looking forward to it, Jerry. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be there Sunday. If they want to check you out, how is everybody going to follow what you're doing?
Yeah, Hamilton ESPN for a lot of updates via Twitter. If you want to come out and watch, hey, it's open to the public. North Broward Prep, 9 a.m. is when we get kicked off on Sunday.
Good stuff. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time.
You got it. Thank you, Larry.
Anytime. Jerry Hamilton, ESPN. When we come back, we wrap up the show. What an outstanding show it's been. UCF defensive coordinator Randy Shannon is next. Back with you to drive things right home at 10 o'clock. Larry Bluestein with you on SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com radio. Thanks so much in the last segment to Coach Willis May from Douglas and also Jerry Hamilton joining us from ESPN. Now we turn our attention back to college football, UCF. You know, last year, magical ride. We kind of talked to Juan Toribio two, three times last year, checking in on what was going on in Orlando. And lo and behold, things turned out pretty darn good. And now they start over again. There's a lot of new faces in place, and one of them is very familiar to us and to fans of South Florida, Randy Shannon, who's the defensive coordinator in Orlando. And not too bad, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and welcome to Orlando.
Oh, thank you, fellas. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, good, good. No complaints. I know this is a big thing for you, being in the Sunshine State, your home, being at Florida, being at quite a few different places, good places. But Orlando seems like a really nice fit. It's a great program, tremendous school. We've been up there a lot for camps and events. How do you like it up there? I mean, this is a big city for you.
It is. It's a great, great city, great opportunity, great fan base. Athletic director Danny White is doing a tremendous job of recognizing, understanding where the program needs to go. And Coach Josh Heupel is doing a tremendous job of understanding where we need to go with this program. Offensively, he's got a mindset of what he wants to do. And defensively, we have a mindset of what we're going to do. So we have to make sure that we recruit the right type of kids and control the state of Florida and recruit the kids down here in the state of Florida.
You know, you come in there and get to play on a lot of that momentum. I mean, obviously, everywhere you go now, people are talking UCF. I mean, it wasn't like that a year ago. I mean, things really can change in a year, obviously. And you know that as well as anybody. But going out and recruiting now, it's got to be a little bit easier to know that here's a program right now, longest winning streak in the country, a program that has tremendous facilities, has a great recruiting base from, I mean, really solid from middle of Georgia all the way down to South Florida, which is probably as talented as you're going to get. When you look, and I know, Coach, this is a time of year where you're doing a lot of your evaluating, see what kids you got coming back, see what kids you have to plug in for the future. For you, it probably is a lot easier than most because you know these areas. You've recruited them for decades. What has changed? Has a lot changed in recruiting, you know, since you've been hitting the ground, you know, when you were here last? I mean, before Florida, when you were back at Miami. Has it changed that much recruiting, or is it still basically the same?
No, it hasn't changed a lot in recruiting. You know, the one thing that most people think just because you're at UCF, they think you have to go for less of an athlete. But,
right.
You know, there's been a lot of tremendous athletes that come out of the UCF program, and we continue to thrive on getting the best in the state and continue to go after the best in the state. I mean, it's going to be one of those deals that, you know, this program going to challenge the Miami, the Florida states and recruit
sure.
those type of athletes to come here because of what we presented on the field. And if you look at what we've done in the bowl games, in the top 10 in the nation, as far as winning the programs, academically, we finished the number one in the state if you look at that. And then also you think of a program that's been the first school in the state of Florida that has an indoor facility.
Yeah.
Was UCF. I mean, those are tremendous assets of what we have and where this program needs to go at.
Randy Shannon joining us, defensive coordinator at UCF. And you obviously know South Florida as well as anybody, as fertile a recruiting ground as ever. And we had Willie Taggart on in the first hour, and he was saying the same thing. I mean, if you come away with kids from that Key West to Palm Beach, you can't take 100, but I mean, if you take a few every year and you build that type of, that core of kids, I mean, every football team improves. You saw it at Arkansas. You've seen it in Florida. You've seen it every stop you've been at. People respect the kids from South Florida because they grow up in tougher environments. They play probably as good a youth football from when they start and as competitive as any. So when they get into college, the Joe Yearbys and the Dalvin Cooks, and they've got ice water in their veins. They're ready to go as 9th and 10th graders. Talk about that as opposed to some of the other areas you've had an opportunity to recruit. Because, I mean, there's talent everywhere, but in South Florida, it seems like there's just a tougher, different kid.
It is. It's a very tougher, different kid. You got to get a tremendous respect for the coaches in South Florida. They do a tremendous job with these young men of making them understand how tough it is, that each and every day you have to compete at a high level. And these young men compete at a high level. You know, each and every time that you watch them through Little League, watching Liberty City Optimists,
sure,
Miami Gardner-Arbonists, Richmond Heights, you're watching all these Little Leagues grow up, and every day they have to compete at another level. And if they don't compete, the next man takes their job. So When you get a young man like a Dalvin Cook or Yerby or guys that have been through the program of these high schools, and you tend to say, okay, can this guy help us get to the next level? And can this guy compete at the next level? Those guys will compete and be the best that they can be.
Yeah, no doubt. Talk about Josh Heupel. A lot of people maybe knew him from his days of playing at Oklahoma, and he's developed into a really, really good offensive mind. What kind of connection have you had and with him? And you being a defensive guy, what does he throw some pretty nice stuff at you?
You know what? Me and him always joke around about it. I'm glad you brought that up. Me and him joke around about it that we're 2-2 right now.
Right.
I've beat him twice, and he's beat me twice, and now we say come spring football, it's going to see who can break the tie. Josh is a tremendous mind, understand the game, understand what we need to do. He understands that his whole mindset is get to know the coaches in the state of Florida, and that's all he keeps hyping every day in meetings and everything else. And he really, really believes that we have to get to know the coaches and the coaches get to know us and make sure we understand that if it's a young man that at the last minute of the hour, somebody happened to make the SAT or ACT score, that we're going to be the first school they call.
Nice.
And he really trained us for me the understanding that South Florida, Central Florida, and Northern Florida is where UCF is going to be at. And that's the program that we want to be a part of, those schools and those type of people.
And also, you've been, I guess, the class that you have coming in, or the class that's already been there, there's a lot of Miami kids and a lot of South Florida kids in it. So you've got a kind of a running start with some of the guys, because I know that last year when we were up at the 7-on-7 camp, a lot of the kids that, from the 17 and 18 classes that came up, we're already selling the 19 and 20 kids. So that's a pretty big asset to you as well, to have some of those guys with the culture of South Florida behind them trying to sell that UCF program along with you.
It is. It is. It's tremendous for us. The one unique thing about the UCF is that we're in the central part of the state.
Right.
Anybody from down south have to go north, and anybody from north have to go south.
Mm-hmm.
And our camps has been tremendous for us. We have a camp on June 6th, and then we have another camp on June 16th, that has been tremendous. And evaluation of talent is always great, but then when these guys come up, you see them compete at another level from all across the state is unbelievable. And those are assets that we thrive on, and that's the things we believe in.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on what you're doing, because you always do it right. I remember you from the day, from back at Norland, and you're still the same guy. You're still the same guy. A little bit older, but a lot wiser and still doing it right. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, fellas, and I never will change. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you. Coach Randy Shannon, UCF defensive coordinator, wraps up what has been an outstanding 2 hours. Hope you've been with us. If you haven't, go to WQAM.com. Check us out on all of our blogs and all of our podcasts are up, everything from tonight. We started off with Kirk Castile from St. Thomas, Taiwan Mullen of Coconut Creek, Jeremiah Payton, University of Miami recruit from Fletcher High School up in Jacksonville. Coach Willie Taggart also checked in with us from FSU, Nick Scalzo from Gibbons, also Coach Willis May from Douglas, and Jerry Hamilton from ESPNU. And Coach Randy Shannon finishes it off. Thanks so much, Matt Wilson. We're back next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.